Hey guys, Jonathan with you for 5 minutes of fire. I wanted to try out something new called 5 minutes of fire. We're all so busy. You got so much coming at you. No one has like 40 minutes sometimes to sit down and go through a lot of content. So I wanted to give you this really short message. I'm going to try and do this more regularly. 5 minutes of fire. So here's my 5 minutes. Today I was thinking, what would you do if no one was coming to the rescue? And I've done a podcast about this before, but what are we going to do in life if no one's going to solve our problems for us? I mean, we all face genuine challenges so much of the time. You might be lucky. You might have a lot of mentors or people you can turn to. Surprisingly, I have very few people that I speak to about issues that are really challenging for me. And today, I was working through some really complex stuff, and I was getting frustrated because I couldn't, you know, there was one person I would speak to, they're unavailable for a few days, and I was driving somewhere and I thought, well, what if I have to be my own coach? What if I actually have to come up with a solution? So I think so much of the time we can fall into the trap of hoping that someone's going to show up, someone's going to come through with a breakthrough, someone's going to have an answer for us. This is a paradox because we do have to be open to looking for insights and information and having other people give us good ideas. And I do that. I listen to, you know, a huge amount of content, audiobooks, podcasts. I read all the time. I read great biographies. I'm always learning and looking. But sooner or later, we have to make decisions. And I think, I don't know about you, but I can get stuck sometimes really trying to get an answer and wishing that some magical figure would just turn up and help me find the answer. But the question I posed to myself today was, what if I have to coach myself? What advice would I give me? So I want to turn that back to you. If you're facing something now, if you've got a difficult challenge or a problem, I like to say to you, what if no one's coming to the rescue? What if no one's going to show up? What if no one can answer this for you except you? That's hard. I think it's quite scary for us to realize that sometimes we're back on our own resources and we have to act. You know, Tony Robbins used to say, you know, he'd say to people, what do you think you should do? And they say, I don't know. And he'd go, well, if you did know, what would you do? Sometimes we have to act our way into the solution. We have to kind of know what the answer is and just risk it and take that first step. So that's all I wanted to suggest to you today. What if you had to be your own coach? What if I can't help you? What if your family, your parents, your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, the person next door, the guy at the cafe? What if no one could help you with the challenge that you face? What if you really are alone on this one and you have to figure out an answer? I find this really challenging. I just wish sometimes life was easier for all of us and we just knew exactly what to do. But we have to live, right? We have to, you know, actually decide what to do. Just this morning, I read a great quote from J.R. Tolkien, who of course wrote Lord of the Rings. And he had this simple quote where he said, sooner or later, we have to decide what to do with the time that is given to us. So that's my question for you. What are you going to do with the time that's given to you? Are you waiting for someone to give you an answer to the big questions that you have? And if that person never comes, eventually time runs out. So be your own coach. Get a journal out, write down what you're facing, give yourself the privilege of some time and some space. You know, just before I came into the studio, I went and sat in this really quiet church. I just sit there regularly and I just have this time for stillness. I have such a busy life. So I want to encourage you to find your answers in moments of silence and reflection and trust that the answers are going to come in those moments. And coach yourself through. Get your journal out. Write this stuff down. What are you facing? What advice would you give to yourself? You know, one of the great masters used to say, you know, if you're facing a difficult decision, imagine you're on your deathbed. Would you be happy with the decision you're about to make? Or another way to do this is to go, well, if somebody came to you in your situation, describing the exact situation you're facing, what advice would you give them? So my friend, coach yourself. Turn up for yourself. Assume that no one's going to answer this for you and then take that step. It's a risk. I've faced it today. I've been stuck on some stuff today and I've got to turn up now and coach myself. So that's my 5 minutes of fire. It's actually 4 minutes and 28 seconds so far. So I hope you're having a great day, night, evening, wherever you are in the world. Reach out to me. Find me on Instagram. If you want me to come and speak at your conference, at your business, please get in touch with me. But for now, you show up for you, okay? You step up for you. You act as if you know what to do and you take that first step. I'm Jonathan Dorgan. Have 5 minutes of fire for you again very soon.